Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about women of sound. These women dominated the airwaves, innovating, documenting, and creating the audio landscape we live in today.
Today, we're talking about a pioneering Jamaican poet, broadcaster, and activist. Through her work at the BBC, she connected London to the Caribbean, bringing the voice of West Indian migrants back home over the radio. Let's talk about Una Marson.
We're all ready for you, Miss Marson.
Thank you, Tommy. Hello, West Indies. This is Una Marson calling you from London. Tonight, we're having a special party.
Una was born in 1905 near Santa Cruz, Jamaica. She enjoyed a middle-class upbringing and education. And by the time she was in her early 20s, she found work as the assistant editor of a political magazine in Kingston. 2 years later, Una started her own magazine, which she called The Cosmopolitan. Una's magazine was the first Jamaican magazine owned and edited by a woman, and it covered everything a young woman would need to read about: housekeeping, fashion, poetry, feminism, and radical politics. Una herself ran the gamut as a writer. She penned poetry on womanhood and Jamaica, and wrote a play about a mixed-race relationship. Her work simply asked the questions she wanted to ask, no pretense in sight. In 1932, Una moved to London. At the time, Jamaica was still a colony of England. When Una arrived in the city, she was a published writer, founder, and editor of a successful magazine. But she found her opportunities limited by a ban that restricted the jobs she could apply for and the places she could go as a Black woman. People seemed surprised when Una spoke. She wrote about the experience in a poem. "You speak good English, little brown girl. How is it you speak English as though it belonged to you?" Una, along with students and West Indian and African migrants, found a place to stay at Dr. Harold Moody's house. Moody was the founder of the League of Colored Peoples, an organization fighting to better the lives of Black Britons. Una soon became the League's secretary, and later the editor of the League's quarterly journal. During this time, Una became a more fervent activist for Caribbeans. She traveled between Jamaica and England more often, attending congresses for women's suffrage and economic support for Jamaica. By 1941, Una found a new home for her work at the BBC. the broadcaster had been steadily expanding its reach during wartime. People living in the West Indies joined the war effort in the UK, and the BBC launched programs to keep them connected to their loved ones and homelands. One of those shows was Calling the West Indies. It showcased short-form stories and music from primarily Caribbean voices in London. Then it played messages from family members from servicemen, reaching out across oceans and battlefields to carry the words of loved ones from one to another over the airwaves. Una was the show's guiding voice, a presenter, an interviewer, an interpreter.
This is Una Boston introducing West Indians in Britain. First of all, here is Larry Constantine, the world-famous cricketer. Larry used to be just a summer visitor, but when the war began, he became a welfare officer to the Ministry of Labor.
Hello, everybody. This is Larry Constantine.
With this new job, Una became the BBC's first Black radio presenter and producer. Later, she developed a new weekly feature called Caribbean Voices. It was more poetic, more along the lines of Una's writing back in Jamaica, featuring stories and poetry by West Indian writers. It was hugely influential to the development of West Indian literature in the UK. Unfortunately, Una's participation in Caribbean Voices was short-lived, thanks in part to the ongoing injustice she'd been working so hard to stop in the UK. Co-workers at the BBC knew Una was an incredible producer, but they also called her impatient. Una was direct and ambitious and probably overworked. She developed what an internal memo called crises at work. As that same memo stated, her main difficulties probably arise from social rather than technical circumstances. By 1946, she'd been diagnosed with schizophrenia. The BBC secured her passage back to Jamaica. She didn't return to the UK. Una continued her work in reform and relief. She attended seminars, established her own publishing company, and tended to people in need. She was given a scholarship to study social development in Jamaica. In 1965, at the age of 60, Una died. All month, we're talking about Women of Sound. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.